Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land Show once again. We show you how to buy property for half of what it's worth and resell it the very next day. Great information and instruction from Jack, that's me.
And inspiration from Jill, that's me.
In this episode, Jill and I talk about the importance of REI acquisition criteria. It comes up every day. Jill, great show today. But before we start, here's some funny stuff that happened to us recently.
All right, what was it? The last five people we made job offers to turned us down. I don't think it was five. So
we even convinced one to take us
back
on as a client.
Wait, was it five? Are you sure?
It was some number like five. Oh, no, it was five.
I just remember the guy that we really wanted, we couldn't get him, but that's okay. But no, yeah,
we have like a pretty, like a 4-stage process to interview people and stuff. And
I know.
It's funny.
Do you know what? That's fair. It is funny though. It is fair.
I don't take it seriously or personally at all. I just, you know, stuff happens.
It's got to be right too, you know. Yeah. For some reason, it's kind of funny. I go, why didn't they? But you know, they just didn't feel it, and that's okay.
It's like dating. You know, it's the worst thing that can happen is everybody's forcing it, and then 6 months later, it just falls apart like a car accident.
That's true.
You want it to just end right
there. One good date, and you think this is it. Don't do that.
Oh, don't get Jill started on the red flag.
Oh boy,
thing.
That's right. Here we go. Red flags, right, dating, driving for dollars.
Before she rants.
I have about three topics, I think, that if you bring up something, I'll go on it. And that's one of them.
I love working here. Anyway, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Jared says, so I found a county. Low population, vacation density in the state. Good access, but it has high prices on land and only two properties are for sale on the tax sale list. Is this one I should run from? It's kind of choppy. Can you please restate
sure.
that?
So he said, so I found a county. It's got low population. It's a vacation destination in the state. Good, good, good. It's got good access. Low population once again, but it has high prices on land and only two properties are for sale on the tax list. So, and he says, should I run from this one? What he's asking is this, because we put a, I spent a whole chapter on our cash flow from land education program in detail, showing you in the computer how to find areas to send mail letters to. We don't tell you which county to do it in. A lot of people say, can you just tell me the county? Mm-hmm. And I love, Jill's got several canned answers to that, and I'm not going to say what they are now, but, you know, you can lead a horse to water kind of thing. So, no, instead of telling you, giving you a list of counties that we think are successful, instead, we show you how to find one. And so Jared's clearly gone through this, because there's like four or five criteria. One is you got to find a county that's got low population density. You don't want to mail $500 per unit offers in Manhattan. New York, or, you know, you just don't want to do that. It does work in Manhattan, but it's a different way, and we'll get to that later. So one is a rural county. It has to have good access. It can't be like, you know, in the center of Alaska. And it's got to have some type of comparison values out there that you can see on LandWatch or Land and Farms. You've got to check the prices just to see if there's anything selling or if there's lower height volume or whatever. And then finally, I say, hey, go out and try to find an available tax list. And not because we mail tax property, because we don't. But it's just a good gauge. There are some counties out west here that have tens of thousands of existing back tax property, which is a really good indication that you can buy some super cheap property for this product type for land, not for houses or anything else. And he's concerned that there's only two on the list. Mm-hmm. And he's concerned, you know, it's got all the criteria, it sounds like, but... And so my answer is this. I'm going to answer this one. I'm sorry with you, mm-hmm. Joe.
Yeah.
Don't worry. That's one of the criteria, the tax list. And I think that you may or may not achieve the same percentages, but you will buy property there.
Mm-hmm.
So we say, what do we say? Like for every 100 you send out, you should probably buy one
mm-hmm.
on your first round if you mm-hmm. know, if you do it okay. So it might be one out of 200.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might have to spend a little bit more in the beginning, but your chances are you're going to get more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it works. Your ROI percentages on these deals are the same. And I mentioned Manhattan. So the way it works in Manhattan is if everything's selling for $500 a foot, then you go out and send some letters out for $400.
Mm-hmm.
You might not double your money, but you're going to do pretty well.
Exactly.
So the concept works. So you're on the right track, man. And that's a great question. Just because it has, you know, only that, don't let the tax sale thing spook you, but adjust accordingly.
Yep.
Hey, if you have any questions or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's show, the importance of REI acquisition criteria. This is the meat of the show.
Mm-hmm. We're getting kind of technical here, I got to tell you.
Well, you know why, Jill?
We're using some big words.
You know why? I'm so glad you brought that up. I hope we're not losing listeners, but we're not. People are really asking for this. The shows that give actual information versus us just horsing around and being spiritual, you know, they just don't do as well. And people are sending me personal notes. They're saying, you know,
knock it off.
Yeah, well, just give me, can you be some more helpful in between the banter and the laughing with her?
Exactly. With her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me and you.
Her? I'm her now. You just substitute any girl.
Well, that's what he, no, I got it.
Any Joe will
I
do.
An email. Oh my God. I got an email from a guy. He's like, you know, it's all funny with her but and everything, but
her. I can't believe you just say it. Look, I have a name. It's not her. Who wrote that email? I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding. No, and I do like this topic too, because this came up just the other day. We were talking to somebody because they were getting sidetracked. I'm sorry if I'm jumping in on some of your material here, but I watch people do this too. They don't have a firm starting out acquisition criteria.
Yeah.
You can sure change it, and their acquisition criteria is like it must say anything that comes my way. You know, that sounds halfway good. I'll look at it. No, wait a minute. Hold on, everybody. Let's reel it back in. So go ahead, Jack. Let's.
No, so this is the meat of the show. You have to have an acquisition criteria. Imagine that your full-time job is you're the vice president of acquisition for a real estate investment trust in REIT. For whatever reason, there's a bunch in Chicago and there's a bunch in Newport Beach. I don't know why. So a real estate investment trust is it's a syndication. So a guy sits down, they're usually publicly traded, and he raises a bunch of money and syndicates out real estate deals, which means everybody puts in a certain amount of money, let's say $5,000, $10,000, maybe $20,000, and then you raise a ton of capital. And then the syndicator or the REIT guy, the vice president of acquisition, goes out and finds whatever the specialization is. Let's just say it's like assisted living facilities, because they know a little bit about that. And so now you have all the money raised. You got all the forms filled out. Which there's a mountain of forms to fill out, by the way, to raise money, mm-hmm. syndicate the deal. And now you need the deals. This guy goes out and he tries to find deals. And what ends up happening is he gets a lot of other stuff like apartment buildings and office buildings. And they're great deals.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he does? He throws them in the trash can.
Mm-hmm.
I was in this position for a lot of years. And it killed me. I'm like, well, what if I just send these deals out over there and take a couple percent? You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to follow the acquisition criteria that was set out because you raised capital and the whole thing. Well, that's what I learned out of that whole thing in life. You have to do the same thing with land. You're going to send a lot of letters out and people are going to call you back and say, yes, I will sell you that property, but I've got these 22 houses over here too. You want to take a look? And when you're starting out, you can waste years of your life going down some rabbit hole, chasing some crazy thing that's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just stick to it. And only buy stuff and sell stuff that's in your acquisition criteria. I can't stress this enough. Set it up and stick to it. Mm-hmm. I didn't put it in the program
mm-hmm.
because, you know, honestly, because I just thought it was so sophomoric that it's just, you know, so obvious that I didn't. But it's some of our members are bringing it up often. Mm-hmm. I got this great deal over here. Well, somebody brought me a mine recently.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, and I think too, think your criteria could be something as simple as your budget, by the way. That's part of your criteria.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only looking to spend up to X for up to Y, you know, size properties, you know.
Yeah. Oh, in the beginning, I think you should mm-hmm. absolutely. Well, that's the technical 10. So that's the meat of the show. This is the technical 10 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000-plus deal experience. Here's my advice. And it's not probably not going to take 10 minutes. I just said technical 10 because it rhymes.
You're so funny.
It's really technical 2.
Technical 2.
Want to call it technical 2?
I like that. I think technical 2 because I think that's good.
Around our office, it's a constant battle. And I mean a funny, healthy laughing about it battle. About how short stuff has to be with Jill.
Oh, no.
If I write a 3-word sentence and we're going to put it in some kind of publication, she wants it to be shorter.
That's not true.
You do.
No.
And you know, I think it's good. It's like, ah, just keep it simple, Steve. Jeez. Or whatever my name is.
I just think that I, for whatever reason, I didn't grow up talking about things a lot. So if we have to sit down and dissect it and talk about it, it's very painful for me. For example, when I was a kid and I would get in trouble, please, the worst punishment you could possibly do.
This is such good information.
Right, would be to sit me down and say, let's discuss where this all went sideways. And let's talk about why you made this decision and why you thought this was a good idea.
Nothing's changed, trust me.
Thank you. So, no. Can you just punish me and let's move on? Whatever it is, I don't care. I'm ready for it. Let's just do it. Move on. I'm grounded. Fine. Done. That's all I needed. I really don't need to talk about it. I don't really care why. I know it was wrong. I knew it going into it. I just got caught. Next. So, sorry.
It made me feel all warm and fuzzy when you said punishment. Yeah. It's probably not appropriate for the show.
Okay.
Here's my technical 2.
Okay.
Write this down. Write down your acquisition criteria. If you're out west, buy stuff for $100 an acre, sell it for $200. Nothing larger than 40 acres, nothing smaller than 5 acres, you're going to do great. I'm not saying you should do that. We have tons of members who are buying houses and info lots and all kinds of stuff all over the country that has nothing to do with what they do, but they're successful in part because they have a criteria and the mm-hmm. discipline to follow it. And the second that a different product type comes in or a seller says, yeah, I'll do that deal, but I got another one over here, just say no. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816.
My inspirational topic for today is too many phone calls a problem?
Heck yes.
Isn't that funny? Hold on a moment. I was
one
reading.
Phone call's too many.
That's for you. I was reading about a woman that said she did a direct mail and it worked. She sent out a lot of letters too. It was really good. And she got over 20 phone calls in 24 hours and she was like a little bit panicking. But you know what? I think she priced it right. She may have found a little gold mine. I don't think that's bad. I think that's motivational for me. Like, no, wow. You know, I think.
Hey, I 100% agree with you. I'm, 15 years into this specific career. My whole life has been in real estate, and I have done my right ear, literally, this is not joking, has damaged because of the phone.
Yeah.
So I've been on my phone my whole life, and I am fortunate enough to be successful enough where I don't have to answer the phone anymore.
Right.
But if you're just starting out, you got to, you know, I joke around about that,
right,
but you got to talk on the phone.
Mm-hmm. No, so I think it's motivational. I was just going to say, gosh, how great is that? I mean, your phone's ringing. That's the whole goal here, everyone, is, you know, and that's why you and I, Jack, are so good together.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people, and it's true, Jack's job is to make my phone ring,
yeah,
whatever it is that we're doing.
Right.
You know, you go out, get into it, find it, you know, get the people, you find the right people and all that good stuff. I'm getting just the right people reaching out to me, whether it's property or, you know, whatever else we might be working on. You know, you make my phone ring and it's good, motivated, excited people. And I love it. So I think that was a really good, that when I read that, that motivated me, and I hope that motivated her.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, and I read some of her numbers, and what it sounds like she's doing everything right. So $100 an acre stuff, and I don't remember. I don't think she put what county in there, but she had some other details in there that I looked awesome. At. And so I think it was just the initial, wow, kind of thing that kind of, you know, it's funny, I should have asked her, what did you expect? Were you expecting two phone calls or, you know? So
I think this is what goes on. I'm really glad you brought this up, because what do you expect is in the back of my head all the time. And people are just, it's the first time they send it out. They're just surprised.
Exactly.
I think that they think maybe, oh, it's happened to everybody else. It's not going to happen to me. Or where did I get wrong? You know, but I don't see, the only thing that I see that people don't do right is send out a 200 mailer sample.
Right.
That's the only thing you can really do that's going to mess it up, in my opinion.
Is not do enough.
Yeah. 200 letters is not enough.
You can't test it.
I was informed by one of our members that we have a competitor who suggests that you send out 20 letters a day, which I think is maybe the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Right.
Why? Hey, if you're going to do this, do it.
Right.
If you're going to buy a primary residence, if you're going to buy your next house and you're using this program, because we're releasing a program like that later this year, that's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do one deal, and you want it to be a great deal, and you're going to move in and make it your own. That's the kind of thing that's required. But if you're making a business out of this, you want to make a side business and make a ton of money. Let's get cracking.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get some stuff out in the mail. Get some phone calls. Get the whole thing moving. You know.
Thank you. That was good.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
Get there first. Great show, Jill. Good inspirational stuff. Are you pulling some of that out of Success Plant now?
Some of that's from that Facebook group.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, there's a bunch of good Facebook groups out there about real estate investment. Truth be told, I didn't know much about that.
There's a couple good ones out there. A
couple months ago.
That we're in.
It's fun.
So it is.
I don't have to be as professional out there as I do in Success Plant.
That's true. It's funny. You get to meet kind of, you know, I say meet, but you're communicating with different people from all over, and it's really good. So it's nice because some people are directly working with us and some are not. And you can kind of tell sometimes too, like, whoops, where did that come from?
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So, and some are winging it. Some are winging it and doing a darn good job, you know, and I'm like, doing this good on your own, just figuring this out, imagine how good you could be if you had a...
Well, you just took the words right out of my mouth. It's just funny because there's some people who are just crazy cheap. I'm one of those people. So I'm not going to buy anybody's education. I'm not going to I'm going to go to the county, and it just cracks me up because they find us eventually and they're like, oh, I should have done this 2 years ago.
Yeah, that does happen.
But, you know, you can't tell somebody, like me included, I'm including myself. Yeah. You can't tell somebody that they have to go through it themselves before they say, this is crazy.
They got
to
figure it out for themselves.
Right.
And that's okay. They wouldn't, it's like they don't appreciate it until they've had that the other way.
Exactly. So,
very good. Jack and Jill, information and inspiration.
Let's go buy some property for half price.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.